I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Brad Slagle. He's the administrator at the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans, and we talked about their annual golf outing, which is coming up next week. Here's more on that with Brad Slagle from the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans.
Well, the golf outing is on Friday, July 10th. It's out at the Red Fox Golf Course out at Sawyer. This year is the 20th annual golf outing. It is our kind of our keynote or our primary kickoff to raising money for our member assistance fund. It's mostly for fun and mostly to raise money. We do have a few prizes. This year we're doing something a little different. We're going to have three flights, and so we can have folks of all levels potentially winning a flight and having a little more competition. But mostly it's fun, and mostly it's to raise money for the Member Assistance Fund at the Jacob Eddy Home.
Tell me about that. What is the Member Assistance Fund? How does it work?
Well, the Member Assistance Fund was established over 20 years ago to help veterans who need emergency needs or certain medical needs that aren't covered by the VA, they aren't covered by the state. A good example is dentures. Dentures fall through the cracks. They're expensive, they're important, and there is not always a good funding source to pay for those. So we created the Member Assistance Fund, and if someone needs dentures, they can get dentures, and that fund pays for it.
One of the things I found out, Brad, at working with you and on the show here, is that a lot of veterans have outlived their families, and they really have nobody.
That's very true. We have, you know, we have some veterans who don't have any family at all left, or they're a long way away. They don't visit. They don't get a lot of support. The community and the folks who work at the home and the volunteers become their family. And things like this Member Assistance Fund helps out with things because they don't have any family.
Well, let's talk a little bit about getting involved. I mean, I'm sure you've got a cutoff date coming up pretty quick here because the golf outing is happening next week on the 10th. So if people are listening right now, they say, geez, I want to help out the veterans. I want to play some golf. What do they need to do, and when do they need to do it by?
Well, first, we have room for a few more teams, so you can still sign up. We'd like you to let us know by the end of the day tomorrow, if you can, if you'd like to golf. You can call us and let us know. You don't have to have a form filled out or even money in. We just need to let the golf course know by tomorrow how many teams we're going to have. So if you're interested, give us a call at 226-3576, extension 347. Again, that's the facility number, 226-3576, extension 347. Let us know you want to golf as an individual or a team. We'll let the golf course know, and then you can do the paperwork and money later.
We're talking about what's happening with the 20th annual DJ Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans golf outing. Brad Slagle, the administrator from the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans in Marquette, is with us today to talk about it. And Brad, one of the things that's also on the docket here with this particular event is that you've got a cutoff time of at least getting the teams or getting registered by tomorrow. You want to get that taken care of. But if someone's listening, they got a business, or they individually want to help out the veterans, or even a group in the office, you do have some opportunities, including whole sponsorships. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. We do whole sponsorships for $150. We're also promoting minor and major sponsors this year. A minor sponsor is $250, and a major sponsor is $500. And we can always use more sponsors. We put up signs on the golf course recognizing the sponsors, and we're accepting that new sponsors up until next Tuesday. That'll still give us time to get the signs together and out there and recognize the support. So give us a call. We can arrange it, and we'd love to have your help with this.
Well, it's certainly something to consider, especially going into this holiday weekend where we celebrate America's independence. We know the role that our veterans played in our independence and maintaining our independence as a nation, and this is a good way to help out. I mean, again, the money goes to a really good effort.
Right. All the money goes to veterans at the home. Every penny of it goes to our Member Assistance Fund. Mentioned earlier, we use it to buy dentures for guys who don't have any way to pay for that. Another big item we purchase with this money is hearing aids. They're expensive. They're important. There's a lot of veterans have no source to pay for those, so that's another biggie. This fund also can be used for any emergent need, and we have a committee who gets requests and approves or disapproves, mostly approves the request for the money, and it can be anything, even if it was a special trip to go to a daughter's wedding or something like that. I mean, it's not limited to just a few things.
And it does help out because you've got certain funding mechanisms. They have certain insurances and coverages and things like that. But sometimes there are things that come up that just aren't covered.
Right. And one thing we do at the Jacob Eddie Home is make sure that all the needs are met and that nothing falls through the cracks. And we make sure we have a way to cover everything.
And Brad, if folks, for some reason, they're busy and they can't take part in the golf outing, they can still donate to this fund anytime they want.
Absolutely. We get donations to this fund year-round. We usually get an influx of donations on Veterans Day as well. But our golf outing is kind of like our focal point to highlight this fund in particular. But you can donate it to it year-round, and we do get donations.
Well, let's give folks the details again on how they can either register and what the cutoff time is for that to play in the event or to be a whole sponsor or major or minor sponsor of the event.
So if you'd like to play in it, please give us a call by noon tomorrow. Again, the number is 226-3576, extension 347. We still have room for several more teams. If you want to make a donation, especially to be a whole sponsor, please contact us by the end of the day next Tuesday so we can make sure we get a sign-up recognizing you.
And that date on that is, what is that?
The 7th.
The 7th, okay. Mm-hmm. And the number again is to call?
226-3576. Extension 347.
That's the comments of Brad Slagle, the administrator of the DJ Jacob Eddie Home for Veterans in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.